Thank you. I would come again.
No, just for the narrative we're reading this chapter.
Right.
As it's one of the books we're just reading.
Shrimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2. Text number?
5.
Please repeat. Manayaha
Manayaha
Sarur
Sarur
Prishtaha
Prishtaha
Aham
Aham
Bhavadi Bhavadbihi
Bhavadbihi
Loka
Loka
Mangalam
Mangalam
Yat
Yat
Kritaha
Kritaha
Krishna,
Krishna,
Samprashnaha,
Samprashnaha,
Yena,
Yena,
Atma,
Atma,
Supersedati,
Supersedati.
Now we're coming on to the yesterday, the first few verses about the Mangalacharna, the invocation to this chapter. Introduce, create the right consciousness, provoke blessings, offer one's respects unto the sources of inspiration, and the Supreme Lord Himself, of course, and to establish one's own position as an humble instrument. And now we're coming on to the subject matter, and here Sita Goswami very nicely praises the devotees who are inquiring from him in the first chapter. We have heard there are many questions asked by the sages of Naimisharanya to Siddha Goswami. They were very desirous to do something for the world's welfare, and they themselves did not know, but they were very eager to find out how to benefit the conditioned soul, particularly in this oncoming Kali Yuga. What would be for their benefit in this age? So they were inquiring from the right person, Sita Goswami. And now Sita Goswami is about to begin his answers in a nutshell in this second chapter, practically speaking, the entirety of the practical essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is contained within this second chapter of the first canto. This chapter alone is practically enough to bring one to God realization. It contains all of the ingredients of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, more or less. So this is the beginning of this explanation of the solution to the conditioned soul's problems. And we'll read now together, please. Munaya sadupristoham
Munaya sadupristoham
Bhavadilokamangalam
Bhavadilokamangalam
Jatkrita Krishna Samprashno
Yenatma Suprasidati
Munayo Sadhu Krishtoham
Bhavadiyelokamangalam
Jatkrita Krishna Samprashno
Yenatma Suprasidati
Munayo Sadhu Krishtoham
Bhavadiyelokamangalam
Jatkrita Krishna Samprashno
Yenatma Suprasidati
Munayo Sadhu Krishtoham samprashna.
Yadgata krishna samprashna.
Yenatma suprasivati.
Yenatma suprasivati. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. Is the verse on the board?
It sounds good.
English?
No.
I repeat the verse. Try to learn it. These verses are worth learning. You probably have more than enough to learn. You never have too much to learn. But when possible, when to try to recite these verses regularly and learn them and try to apply them in our lives. And bring back memories of this time, maybe this time of year, no, this time, earlier this year, so this time, I don't know exactly when, in 2011, 39 years ago, and we didn't have, by that time actually, some
many books were in the temple room? They were kept, they would disappear. So they were just there for the class, basically speaking. If you didn't attend a class, you didn't hear Bhagavatam. There was literally no Bhagavatam to read. And even Bhagavad Gita was rare. Copies were around amongst the devotees. Stocks had been distributed and none left. And she was to sell everything. And there was nothing left. If you had a copy of the book in your locker, someone would take it out and sell it. I had a Krishna book when I was in the temple. And within about one day it was gone. Disappeared. Never saw again. So you didn't have any books. So basically it was just hearing the Bhagavatam in class. If you had six classes a day, everybody had to attend everything. It wasn't like, you know, one devotee sat there. But everyone was there. That was the rule of the day. At morning, nectar devotion, Srimad Bhagavatam class. And in the evening, we have four classes in the evening. And before Arti, we had Upanishad, usually. And after Arti, we had Bhagavad Gita. And then, song class, after Bhagavad Gita. And then, well, there was every class, then we'd have Krishna. So that was like daily fare. In this way we'd hear the books at least. We'd realize we'd learn it, but at least we'd hear the books on a daily basis. And when the Traveling Sangtam Party started in 1972, the books came from America. Books came. Not so many. A lot of Christian books came. A nice, very hard, beautiful case book. Yellow and blue cover with a picture of Adam and Krishna in the center of it. Oval. And set. And very, very good quality books. Three small paperback books. We had a few hardbound Christian books. And the Macmillan Bhagavad Gita arrived, soft bound and hard bound, full version. Up to then only the abridged version had been available, but that was way out of stock, long time back. So the full version, they had to go out of stock, otherwise we wouldn't have got the other one printed in some galaxy abroad in the copyrights. So they came. So we were just doing these books, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna books, and on the Traveling Sangtam Party, he was traveling around. Party was traveling around. I was on that party for most of the time, and up and down the country, living in a van. This morning, taking a nice hot shower, reminded me of the Traveling Sangtam Party. Indirect joke. Not exactly. The thing I'm coming to is that we used to read every morning. We'd have nice class. We'd get up early in the morning and we would sneak usually into the university bathrooms. We would leave the window open at night after preaching in the university campus. In one of the bathrooms, and then we would park our car out van near the university. We would park car park if we could, sleep in the van, and then leaving the window open, one boy would climb through the window and then open the door, so we'd all go in and take our baths in the university and bathrooms, halls of residence. And then we would have our morning program full on program in the van. Sometimes we'd have to take baths in different places, of course, lots of stories there. But we would read, after finishing our japa, we would read Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is what we'd read. And specifically, we would recite the second chapter. And of course, we'd take in turns. Everyone in the party would take in turns to give class. That way, devotees got familiar with giving class, even though you'd only been 3-4 months devotee. After 3 months, I had to give the first class in various places in front of everybody. Still back to
sanctum, but the other was set for the one first country. So that was wonderful. We recited it, and practically speaking, at least we learned most of the verses of this chapter. Of course, a long time became rusty and forgotten probably most of them. But that's how it was. We recited daily. It was really powerful. The second chapter is very, very powerful chapter to study regularly. And after Bhagavatam class, you know, to have breakfast, which would consist of usually muesli and hot milk and dates and bananas and things like that. And we go on Sankirtan. Five of us, sometimes even six. We had one devotee was a cook on a part of the Vaitiv Charya that came on after a while, basically to cook and just to keep the vehicle together, good driver. He came on the party. And he was a cook, so the breakfast would be real simple. And we would go on the street, and in the morning from like, we go at about 9:30 until like 12, just doing books. And we weren't very expert, but we would try our best. Just doing books. And at 12:30, something like that, we would more or less stop the distribution. We had BTGs at that time. We would bring out the BTGs. And then the Harinam would start, and then Lady Charlie or David Dharma, who was, I don't know if they're both at the same time, but they would come out and to the Harinam. Four of us were just doing books. The others would come out to the Harinam. And then we'd have Harinam for about an hour and a half, until about 2 o'clock. And someone would be just doing BTT. Because it was a very busy lunch hour, and it was hard to distribute. We found it hard to distribute books. And then about 2 o'clock we would go back to the van, and Lady Charya had been cooking in the morning, and he would cook about 8-course lunch. It was brilliant, really. I mean, we really had a feast today, every day a feast. Quite something. Amazing prasad. Old hot, steaming hot prasad. We'd go back a little earlier and eat it up. And then we'd come back and about 2:30 we'd take lunch. Take a little rest after lunch, and about 4:30 in the Bhagavatam, we'd have Bhagavad Gita class for an hour. And then about 5:30, 6 o'clock, we'd head off to the university campus and go door to door. In the university, sometimes they would even have, we'd even be on that university kind of broadcast system. And people, they were very open in those days. We go door to door preaching, preaching Prabhupada's books in the university. Then about 9 o'clock, we'd come back, take hot milk, read Krishna book, and go to bed. 9:30, like that, that was our daily schedule. We were very tight every day. We go to university. Weekends we'd have Saturday, depending on where we were. We would go out all day long. We'd print on Friday. Usually we'd write it Friday night, and then some of the photocopier. We'd always make an arrangement with some, usually a hippie somewhere, some house, some hippie, you know, house or whatever it is. And we'd have a Sunday program there, and we'd advertise it, usually without their knowledge. And we're going to have a Sunday program in their house. And we'd print out a photocopy of the address and leaflets, and Saturday going on Harinam books and BTGs, and giving out these leaflets and inviting people. And Sunday we'd have a program in their house. And quite a few devotees joined from that. Moksha Lakshmi, Raghu Shekhar, Kamalani, Shamsundari, Kamalakanti, different devotees around the country, became Yadav Indra, became more or less devotees because of this type of program. It was very effective in those with a different situation in those days. It was better act according to times that are with us, but that was how it was in those days. A very, very wonderful program, especially this recital of this Bhagavatam stuck in our hearts. Throughout the years, very worthwhile reading. So we'll read the verse again. Please repeat, try to learn it. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort
soul.
Are capable of completely satisfying the self. Sitchin has been herein, stated herein before, that in the Bhagavatam the absolute truth is to be known. The questions of the sages of Naimisharanya are proper and just, because they pertain to Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the absolute truth. In Bhagavad Gita 15:15, and by the way, 15:15 is the most quoted verse in all of Srila Prabhupada's books by Srila Prabhupada. He quoted this verse more than any other verse. In Bhagavad Gita 15:15, the Personality of Godhead says that in all the Vedas there is nothing but the urge for searching after Him, Lord Krishna. You can see that in any way. Although people don't know it, they're really searching after Krishna. One who has transcendent vision can see that, even though they're looking in the wrong place. They're ultimately looking for Krishna. And maybe in ignorance. But they're looking really for Krishna. They're looking for, you say, complete satisfaction. They're looking for love. They're looking for happiness. They're looking for whatever. They're looking for, everybody want. Ultimately, and even what they're looking at is nothing. It's the energy of Krishna. The energy and the energetic source, although are simultaneously one and different, nonetheless, this material energy is also, in one sense, it is Krishna. You just don't know the impersonalist path or the ignorant path of gross materialism. They don't know that actually this is another form of Krishna. But everyone is actually searching in this way. Krishna is present in everything. Thus, the questions that pertain to Krishna are the sum and substance of all Vedic scriptures. But the purpose of the Vedas is ultimately to direct one to Krishna, as chapter 15:15 states. So many other statements are there in scriptures, indicating that the goal, the cause of all causes is Krishna. The purpose of everything is Krishna. Later on, in this chapter, actually, we'll see one verse. Goal, purpose of yoga, and the purpose of everything is to know Krishna. The whole world is full of questions and answers. The birds, the beasts, and men are all busy in the matter of perpetual questions and answers. Unfortunately, nowadays, questions and answers are inclusive. It's recommended for answering a question, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. You want to understand Brahmanishtha, the knowledge of the spiritual knowledge, one must approach a spiritual master. Imperative required. Later in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, Tadvidhi, Panipatina, Pariprashnina, Sevan, Upadekshanti, Kriyan, Yanastapa Darshan. One should inquire from the bona fide spiritual master to understand the nature of the absolute truth. Purpose of human life. Maybe in the second chapter, for instance, of this Srimad Bhagavatam, Yadamijasnaya, Kamsa Nenijasnaya, Jivasitapajignasma, Jivasitapajignasma. Human life is meant for this, Jivasitapajignasma, meant for inquiring into the absolute truth, not for material inquiry. Although that's usually what people are doing. They're usually inquiring, and they also go to their groups. They have their groups. They have their computer group, their football group. They simply they call them. The terms are there. They use the word guru to describe somebody who is supposedly expert in that field. And of course, we all go to the most expert guru of all gurus now to answer everything, even spiritual questions now. Somebody asks a question, you just say, ask Google Guru. Don't ask me. Ask Google Swami, he knows. You just go on Google, ba-bum-ba-bum-bum, and Google Swami gives you the answer. You don't have to know anything anymore. Just ask Google Swami. He's the Jagat Guru. That's everything. Immaterial and spiritual. Everything. and men, of course, in perpetual questions and answers. In the morning, the birds in the nest become busy with questions and answers. And in the evening, also the same birds come back and again become busy with questions and answers. Yes, they're asking, what are they asking? I can't imagine. They're asking, where are the worms? I don't know what they're asking. What do they talk about birds, I wonder? They talk about their home and their family. I don't know what they're talking about. The human being, unless he is fast asleep at night, is busy with questions and answers. The businessman in the market are busy with questions and answers. And so also the lawyers in the court and the students in schools and colleges. The legislators in the parliament are also busy with questions and answers. And the politicians and the press representatives are all busy with questions and answers. Although they go on making such questions and answers for their whole lives, they're not at all satisfied. Satisfaction of soul can only be obtained by questions and answers on the subject of Krishna. Krishna is our most intimate master, friend, father, or son, an object of conjugal love. Forgetting Krishna, we have created so many objects of questions and answers, but none of them are able to give us complete satisfaction. Amazing. We can't stop questions and answers. Maybe the answer may not be correct, but it still goes on. The question may not be relevant in one sense. You will have to always think of something to ask, something to say. It never stops. Which maybe merge into the impersonal Brahman and bring some cessation to that process to a certain extent. But questions and answers otherwise are always going on, whether in heaven or hell or on this planet amongst what species of life. As the lower the consciousness one would consider that the questions and answers are lesser and lesser, but especially in human form of life, questions and answers are very prominent, actually. And again, on the level of consciousness of the living entity, those who are very dull may not ask many questions or get many answers. But those are a little more evolved, they're always busy asking questions. You know, children are oftentimes very, very busy. Why this? Why that? Why this? Why that? What's this? What's that? It sometimes drives you crazy. They're always asking questions. Although they go on making such questions, they're not satisfied. Krishna is our most intimate master. All things but Krishna give temporary satisfaction only. So if we are to have complete satisfaction, we must take to the questions and answers about Krishna. We can't live for a moment without being questioned or without giving answers. Because in their minds we're also asking questions. All the time it's going on. And we're trying to get answers. The intelligence is trying to suss out the answer. Different ways. Leading the memory. Trying to logically work it out. All these questions and answers. We cannot live for a moment without being questioned or without giving answers. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam deals with questions and answers that are related to Krishna, we can derive the highest satisfaction only by reading and hearing this transcendental literature. This is interesting because although we may ourselves not literally asking the question, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, the questions and answers are given. Sometimes rather referred to the fact that sometimes the Buddha are not in a position to ask questions, probably simple questions, answers, everything is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. You'll get the answers to everything in Srimad Bhagavatam. All of our questions will be answered by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything. Attentive hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is not different than attentive hearing of the holy name, is the solution, is the answer to our quest to satisfy the soul. The material world, but they don't accept the nature of the soul or understand understand it maybe, but the principle is it's the soul that's trying to get satisfaction, and the body and the mind is just a vehicle to try to satisfy the soul due to identity crisis and illusion and karma and so many things, ignorance and envy, so many factors involved. The living entity is unaware of that and is very, very busy trying to satisfy the soul by material endeavor. But no amount of material endeavor can satisfy the soul, because material world is superfluous. It's not to push among shakshank, but pure it hopes you be, it's superfluous to the soul. It has nothing really to do with the soul, with material world, directly. But because of our ignorance, because of our forgetfulness of Krishna, therefore we search in the material world for Krishna. Connection with Krishna is the secret. Connection with Krishna means satisfaction of the soul. And when we turn away from Krishna, Krishna provides, this is one of the features he provides, this material world, and we try to find that satisfaction of connecting with Krishna by connecting with Krishna's energy in the form of the material world. But it will never satisfy the soul. Not completely at all. It may temporarily satisfy a temporary desire, mind may be a little peaceful, or some material facilities may be there, and maybe feeling some kind of temporary satisfaction, a little bit of pleasure, but not satisfying the soul. Not deep down, there's always a dissatisfaction, and as always, of course, there's the fear of the cessation of that source of pleasure, which naturally will come in time. So for satisfaction of the soul, we have to connect with Krishna, and we have to learn how to connect everything with Krishna. This is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita, how to connect everything to Krishna. And when everything's connected to Krishna, then we can hear about Krishna, really. And also hear, even if we're not connected to Krishna, but it won't have quite the same effect. When we understand that everything's connected to Krishna, nothing is real, everything is Krishna's energy. Everything belongs to Krishna. The question is, in the beginning, maybe doubts, maybe whatever it is, questioning of that kind. In the more advanced state, when understanding is connected to Krishna, the question may be more personal. Like in the spiritual world, everyone's asking questions. What's Krishna doing? What did he do today? What color was his cloth? You know, what happened? How many cows were there? What were their names? You know, what did they do? What did he have for breakfast this morning? You can also start asking questions like this, but we're on that level. But the next question, what color was Krishna's dressed today? What did he have in his hair? This will help us to at least visualize a picture of Krishna in the mirror of the mind, which will purify our mind. The tendency to ask questions about the weather or the politics or whatever nonsense things that we have to deal with in this world. Questions about Krishna, they will purify our mind. Or if we're maybe not like that, but if we have questions which help us to advance in spiritual life. How to overcome the anarthas. Seriously, the questions should be genuine, not frivolous, waste just for the sake of asking a question of what type of group policy is. Or something for the irrelevant sort of a question. We may sometimes waste our time on that, but our questions should be relevant. They should help us to remember Krishna. Or help us to become more focused in our devotional practices. Or questions which may help bring more pleasure to Krishna. Like, how can we cook a nicer offering to Krishna? How can we distribute more books for the pleasure of Krishna? How can we chant more purely? And these sort of questions are relevant. They may not be the same in the sense of those who are on the absolute platform. They're inquiring directly. Maybe a little bit indirectly. They're also connected to Krishna, so they are relevant to the world's wealth. As the sages' questions were all relevant to the world's wealth, but they were the same questions, basically. Concerned about the suffering condition of human society. An advanced devotee of the Lord is always concerned, it's part of dukkha dukkhi, about the conditioned soul. Always asking questions, or if he
has the answers, giving the answers, always inquisitive how one can assist, or how one can help relieve the conditioned souls in their distressful condition, how you can deliver Krishna consciousness to them. This is the actual business of the devotee in this world, how to spread this message to Krishna consciousness, always racking their brains, thinking how to spread Krishna consciousness. Right? How can we spread this Krishna consciousness movement? We're not machines, we're persons. We should make this conscious endeavor to together endeavor how we can spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Approach the right source, we can approach Radha Vandanishwar also and discuss amongst ourselves how we can distribute more books or how we can introduce or connect more people to Krishna consciousness. How we can do that? These queries are very relevant. And Prabhupada finishes off the purport here. He said, by reading this transcendental literature, we can derive the highest satisfaction. One should learn the Srimad Bhagavatam and make an all-around solution to all problems pertaining to social, political, or religious matters. Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna are the sum total of all things. And this is a very important subject matter to understand by attentively hearing Srimad Bhagavatam by Bhagavad, the holy name. Then, in one sense, of course, not that we become completely callous to everything else, but in reality, this will solve all problems. Because all problems are stemming from ignorance, where illusion of identifying with this body and so on, being attached to this material world, and wanting to glorify ourselves and glorify other forms of this world. The Srimad Bhagavatam help cure us of that disease and focus our attention on glorifying Krishna. And when we put Krishna in the center, all problems are solved. All problems are solved. Remember what it is. So, we'll finish there. Any questions? Today, your book distribution is going faster and faster. More and more books, I hope, will be distributed here for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure, for the benefit of the conditioned souls. And I guess the book's grossly here, down here somewhere. Prabhupada liked to hear the book's course. 1977, when Prabhupada was at the manor. Yeah, in the book marathon. In September, early September, and when Prabhupada would come, the book distribution would always increase. Sometimes when the gurus come now, everything stops. But that wasn't the case when Prabhupada came. Everybody, more devotees than usual, would go out on Sankirtan and more books would be distributed. Devotees would stay up longer and distribute more books. Would just be more inspired and more enthused, more empowered to distribute more books. So we have a marathon in 1977. So Prabhupada came to them that time. And so Prabhupada's secretary thought it was a disturbance to Prabhupada, whose health was very weak, to read him the Sankirtan scores every day. And Prabhupada complained. He said, I only wanted to hear these scores. They were his life. They gave him life to hear the scores of how much his books were being distributed. It's not so much as a false egotistical. Most people would think that's some kind of false ego. I was just happy to hear how so many conditioned souls were receiving. Because Prabhupada never saw them as his books. For the sake of understanding, sometimes it would be said like that. But Prabhupada would always see them as Krishna's books. And he was very pleased to see Krishna's books getting distributed to Krishna's devotees who'd forgotten that they're his devotees. Prabhupada was very pleased with that. He was very pleased with the devotees for distributing the books. No matter how few or many they distributed, he was very pleased.
satisfaction to Srila Prabhupada. We should try to take as much opportunity as we can to distribute Prabhupada's books wherever we are, whenever we are. Keep some books with us, not just during the marathon. And whenever you can, show them, distribute them, whatever it is to them, wherever we meet. This is fulfilling Lord Chaitanya's instruction, Yaradita, Kala Krishna, Padesha, Mama, Yaradita, Vanadesha. Wherever we go, wherever we meet, we should try to give them a chance to become Krishna conscious. This way become Guru, deliver everyone in the land. Hare Krishna. Said one time, England better than America for book distribution. It was smaller. But probably encouraging the devotees. Everywhere you go, we would sometimes make statements like that. So, a great preaching field, there's no doubt. The people are, you know, okay, they're materially engrossed, but they're a little bit, their hearts are a little bit soft under the lifetimes. Many of them have taken birth again, having come in contact with devotees in their previous life. Many of them have taken birth again. Their hearts are a little softened. But just have to, I guess, as we're already doing, but there's not enough of us, no doubt, doing it. But the only problem is, that's probably the only problem, there's not enough of us to go out there and give enough association so they can advance a little faster. We can advance too, maybe. But it's a great preaching field. There's no shortage, even though there's some kind of economic recess. I don't know if it really is or not, but they say there is. Still, the field is very wonderful for Sankirtan. Wonderful for Haryana distribution, whatever, prasad distribution, whatever other empowered methods of distributing Krishna consciousness. Especially we see it even in Manchester yesterday, the day before Harinam in Manchester, how many people were just smiling. It was raining, even 1 degree centigrade, and the rain was coming down. Some of them went out, 8, 9 devotees, I suppose, and the people were just so happy to see the devotees dancing and chanting. So happy. See how it was a little bit different than 30, 40 years ago. It was tough. It was much easier now. Much easier. In one sense. We have only one problem, usually that's our mind. Not really any other problem. No problem. You know, I mean, sometimes there's some legal problem, sometimes something else, but generally speaking, there's not an awful lot, at least here in this country. Right field. Just have to go out there and pick it. Great opportunity. So please learn this verse, and tomorrow's especially tomorrow's verse, I guess you have tomorrow's verse, and especially the verse the day after, and even more so the day after that. Every day these verses have to be learned. Take it beyond Sankirtan, will give you strength. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaura Premanandi. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vineshwara ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We have the Sankirtan. See so many devotees going out. yesterday on book distribution. Gita Jayanti Day. Please excuse me if I don't pronounce the names quite correctly, but I'll try. Dr. Marut Romain. This is Marut Romain. Is he here? Marut. With one Lakshmi point, one Mahavi book, and two book points. And with five Lakshmi points, one Mahavi book, and two book points, Modi Manohar Prabhu. And with 17 Lakshmi points, four small books, two Mahavi books, and five book points, back to Aryan. Lisa Rita Aryan. And with 30 Lakshmi points, 7 medium books, 5 Mahavi books, and 13.5 book points, Gaur Kishore Council Group. And with 49 Lakshmis, 11 small, 10 Mahavi, and 22.75 book points, back to Bash. Don't finish there, keep going. Bash means stop, don't stop. Back to, 48 Lakshmi points, 12 Mahavig, and 24 book points. Back to Noi. And with 50 Lakshmi points, 4 small books, 12 Mahavig, 25 book points. Birbhadra Prabhu. And with 91 Lakshmi points, including a special donation from the solicitor who won the legal case for the Bhaktivedanta Manor in 1990-something. He met him on the street and gave him a donation. 91 Lakshmi points, 2 million books, 13 big books, 29 big book points, Keshinath Prabhu. And 73 Lakshmi points, 1 million book, 19 big books, 38.5 book points. 73 Lakshmi points, back to Pasha. 64 Lakshmi points, 5 small, 6 medium, 18 Maha, 40.25 book points, Uddhava Damodar Prabhu. 41 Lakshmi points, 8 medium, 19 Maha, 42 book points. GR, what's that mean, GR? Vrindavan Prabhu. Right, what's the GR mean? Oh, Govinda Restaurant. And with 80 Lakshmi points, 28 Maha, 56 book points, Gandaki Das. And now we're getting to the big league. 199 Lakshmi points, 52 Maha, 104 book points, Sundar Nitai Das. Well and truly beaten though. With 258 Lakshmi points, 52 Mahabooks, 104 Lakshmi point, book points rather. His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I think Prabhupada did them all. Final figure, total figure. Maybe he's done something within the total as well. How did he do that? Kind of hands them off the altar there or something.
That's a book.
Whatever's distilled on the assassin. They go in the donation box and then whatever. Amazing.
He won last year.
Prabhupada won.
Every year,
I put some money in the box the other day when I left the magazine.
Put it all
in. You have to give me some first. And then with 269 Lakshmi points, 64 Maha, 128 book points, back to Laurie. And there is, oh my goodness, 252 Lakshmi points, 72 Maha books, 144 book points, Baba Bhakti Counseling Group. Counseling Group. And then with 267 Lakshmi points, 3 small, 1 medium, 75 Maha, and 151.25 book points. Back to Alexi. I'm afraid you're in fourth place, boy. Third place with 500 Lakshmi points. 11 medium, 11 big, 107 maha. Should have one more. 107 maha. 230.5 book points. Sharada Mataji. Distribution and top two for the day with 678 Lakshmi, 188 Maha, 376 book points. Shastadan sponsorship. What is the Shastadan sponsorship? And then with top of the day, 2,674 Lakshmi points. Can you believe it? Do you believe this? Two small, one medium, one big, 664 Maha big book. 1,330 book points. Guess who? Jai Nitai Prabhu! Total of, I don't know how many devotees, 20, I think, 20 devotees, 5,646 Lakshmi. 29 small, 37 medium, 12 big, 1,414 Maha books, 2,867.75 book points. Open book distribution, key, total top school.
National,
my God. Top four. The top four in 4 days of Sankirtan, that's the total, but number four is Sundanitai Prabhu. He's done 551 book points. He's in number four. Fourth place. Well, you're really leaving them all standing. Where's the Scottish devotees? They're not there. Third place from the manor is Ananda Chaitanya Das. And in second place is back to Alexi. And in first place, these those are all the number 600 book points. Over 300 Maha big books in 4 days. In first place, 647 book points. 323 Maha books, 1,227 Lakshmi points. In first place from Soho Street, back to Laurie. Yesterday, Govinda's restaurant, restaurant, Govinda's restaurant, 1,522 luxury points and 218 guests. Alright, now the distribution, please, guys. That's a lot more than last year, isn't it?
A lot more.
Books going out more than last year?
Yeah, it seems to be.
Wonderful.
So I'd like to thank Marge for coming and giving the class and his association. He leaves us today to go back to Malaysia. Please give us your blessings, Marge, before you go, that we can please Srila Prabhupada by distributing more of our books. Let us express our gratitude and appreciation of Solanus Jananda Marj by chanting very loudly, three, Hari Bol!
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Solanus Jananda Marj, ki jai! So we just need volunteers on the ladies' side to serve prasadam this morning, and volunteers on the men's side, and volunteers, and to clean up the temple room after breakfast. One, we need at least two, if someone else can volunteer to help with that service. Yeah, okay. All right, we'll say our prayer, as it seems like it's working now. Yirshi Shirana Vandamishwara. Jagannath Balabhimi Subhadra. Shishi Gauranitaj and Giri Govardhan, we offer our most respectful obeisances unto you. With a mood of deep gratitude and appreciation, we request your causeless mercy upon us. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the books of your pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada.